thank you for your word. I thank you for life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I call life to come. I call health and healing to manifest in every believer in this house. I thank you that we lack no good thing, that there's not one feeble one among us in Jesus' name. We give you the glory and we give you the honor, and all of God's people said, amen. Hallelujah. All right. So 2018. Yeah, we're still talking about that? Yeah. 2018. Did you leave a mark on 2018 or did 2018 leave a mark on you?
No, I left a mark on it.
And that's what we need to do. We need to kind of examine some things. Did we...
Hello.
Did we... Hello. All right. Am I going to a handheld? What happened? check. 1, 2. Dead. Yeah. Let's go to the handheld. All right. I'll tell you what.
Nothing holds us down.
You know, it's interesting how the enemy tries to stop you. Tries to stop everything that you do. You got this one going now? Check it one. Good man. So he tries to stop us, but we just continue to go forward. We don't stop. We don't quit. People, hey, man, I'm quitting. I'm out of here. Right? Okay, fine. You know, it happens. It does. You get all the pressure of 2018 in your life, and you can do one of two things. You can press on, or you can quit. Well, we don't quit. We press on. I even talked about last week, press. What did press mean? How important it is to press. We've got to press against the enemy. And he's going to press against us. But we've got to press against our own lives. We've got to get ourselves in a place where we've strengthened ourselves, where we've become hard as the word is. The word is strength. The word is power. The word is alive. It's sharp, right? Sharper than any two-edged sword. And that's who we are. That's who we are. We bear the word of God. Amen. We are to be the light of the world. We're to bear the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to be that example that when they look at us and they see us, they see Jesus. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. But it's also some pressure, isn't it? To be able to amount up to what God really has us on this pedestal. We don't see ourselves there. And that's because we're natural people. We know us. But God looks at us and sees Jesus. He sees us clean, righteous, sanctified, his children, not servants, not slaves, hallelujah, but his own. And that's a blessing. Well, 2018 was a year, I'll tell you. It was an interesting year. It's been and will continue with the different things we have in place in America today, what's going on in the world today. We've been advised not to go to China. That's a no-no. Do not go. Why? Not out of fear, but they're just grabbing people. And a lot of different reasons, I'm sure. There's retaliation and things of that nature going against this government, but we're not going to allow 2018 to guide our 2019. Amen. So we forget the things which are behind and we press toward the thing which is ahead. Now, 2019, we're in it, but it is ahead. You've got March, April, May, June, July, August, September. We've got a whole year of preparation. We've got a whole year, amen, where we've got to be prepared. That's why we were talking about getting ready, being prepared, setting yourself apart, sanctified, right? For the use of the master. For the use of the master. Not to be selfish, right? Not to keep continuing to look back at 18 and then try to change 2019 so that it's better than 18. No, we're going to make our 2019 better than it can be. And we do that with the Lord. We do it with the Lord. That's it. How do we do it? We do it in the Word. Praise God. We do it on our knees. It's important that we get in the Word. One of the things you've heard of the New Year's resolution, right? This is what I'm going to change. And that's a good thing. You should set, and I believe this with all my heart, set goals. Set some goals for yourself. Don't make them unachievable. Don't make them so overwhelming. If you couldn't get 10 minutes in the Word each day last year, then don't try to set an hour each day this year. okay? Be reasonable with yourself, all right? Set a goal that you know you're going to, it's going to press you, but you're going to strive to get to it. You're going to strive to get it done, to accomplish it, to be something that you can accomplish. So, if, oh, well, 10 minutes was a struggle, but I really did it. Okay, then go for 15. But you know, amen. I'll tell you what happens. When it becomes a routine in your life, the 15 turns into 30, and you don't even know it. Then the 30 turns into an hour, and you don't even know it. And you're wow, look at what I've accomplished. When I started with just 15 minutes a day in the Word, now I'm an hour a day. Because why? You can't let go of Him. You can't. You got to have His Word. You're feeding on it. Amen. It's nourishing you. It's strengthening you, and it's building you up. Excuse me. So, I want to talk to you about restoration. I need restoration. The enemy has stolen things from us. Amen? I mean, the enemy has stolen from us. He's stolen from our families. He's stolen from our body, our church. He's stolen from many different areas and aspects of our life, even our health in some areas, right? He stole it. Because, see, we're not sick trying to get healed. We're healed. Devil's trying to make us sick. So he stole our health. Now, that's not right. It's not a right thing. It's not, huh? We're healed. He doesn't have the right to make you sick. He doesn't have the right to do this to you. You have the Lord Jesus Christ. He took it all on himself. You know that. So we're talking about, let's get restored. Let's get restored in our health. Let's get restored in our hearts. Sometimes we put walls up, we harden our hearts towards certain things. Can't do that. So what do? Give me a new heart, Lord. Right? One that beats blood. Yeah. Amen. We ask the Lord and He'll do so. All right. What about restoration in our minds? Our minds. The very place the enemy attacks first. If he can get you to think you're sick, guess what? You're sick. If he can get you to think, see, the world out here today, bear with me. The world out here today is trying to convince you that you need medication. That you have to live with medication. You're depressed, you need Xanax. Yeah, that's what they did to me. Yeah, yeah. I went through a portion there with Dad left, and, oh, you need Xanax. Well, then I find out later, the Xanax, when you're on antidepressants, makes you want to kill yourself. Hello, you want to talk about depressed? Now I'm dead. Not cool. So no, it's exactly what he tries to do in our lives. He tries to convince us that this right here is going to make everything better. I know you're depressed, but take this Xanax. Oh, you'll feel better. You might start thinking crazy thoughts, right? Which is exactly what he wants. If he can start getting you to think crazy thoughts, you might start to do crazy things. Which is what we've got a mental institution of a world out here today. And their answer to everything is medication. Medication, medication, medication. Spirit of pharmakia. Medication. You got to be medicated. Everybody's on medication. That's what they try to tell you. You know, I take vitamins. When I can. Sometimes they just don't agree with my stomach and make you want to kind of nauseous, you know. So I take them when I can, and because I don't like to eat in the morning. Makes me slow. I don't like to be slow. So I'll try to take a vitamin. But like I say, I try to take it. We decided this year we're going to take vitamins. And I do. I try. But oof, I haven't noticed a big change, right? But I'm not looking to the vitamin to save my life. I'm not looking to the vitamin to nourish me, amen, or to make me strong. I'm looking to the Word. I'm looking to my relationship with Jesus, amen. This is what I need to strengthen me. I don't need medication. I just need more of Jesus. See, my Lord Jesus will take anxiety out, right? He'll put peace in. And that peace will come. It's a peace that you don't understand. Why would he care so much about me, to love me this much, to spend this kind of time on somebody like me? And the answer is, don't ask that question. Just don't ask it, because you're precious to him. You are precious. Amen. Go to Psalm 23. Restoration. The devil has stolen enough. It's time for him to repay. Give it back. Give it back. Amen. I love the fact that the Lord is the one that will repay us. Amen. You know, just because he's a thief, the devil, just because the devil's a thief doesn't mean he can steal from you. He might be able to steal from somebody else who's weak, doesn't know the word, but you do. Amen. You're an overcomer. You're a conqueror, more than. Hallelujah. So Psalm 23, let me do this real quick. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I shall not what? I shall not want. It means I shall not lack. I shall not. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. Now, see, if you lack, then we need to start looking to the shepherd. If you're in any area of your life that you're lacking in, it's time to look to the shepherd. God said he's our what? Provider. Didn't he? He said, according to his word, that I will supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's our provider, the shepherd. He tends to us just as a shepherd does to his sheep, to his flock. He tends to us, right? He makes sure that we're okay. If we stub our toe, he checks, makes sure there's no infection. He takes care of us. He does what? He feeds us. Makes sure we have a residence, right? Food in our tummies, you know. He takes care of us. Amen. So we've got, if there's any area in our life, financially, health and wealth are the two areas that the devil attacks. Health and wealth. Always. He's going after your health, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially. He's just going after it. And then your wealth. Because if he can get your wealth, he gets your health. Because now you just, I don't have anything. You become depressed. You become oppressed. Or you try to do the opposite, which is try to work so much that you spend no time on yourself, no time on your relationship with your Lord, no time with your family, and now he's stolen your time. Amen? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, not dried up old burning ones. Green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear what? No evil, for thou art with me. He is with us. That's why we don't fear evil. We don't fear evil because we're just so tough in the Lord. We don't fear evil because, yes, I know more word than anybody does. Or, oh, yes, I'm anointed. I don't need to fear. No, we don't fear because he is with us. It's just like having the biggest bodyguard in the world. You know, nobody can touch him. Nobody can beat him up. Nobody can hurt him. He is your, he's just your shield. They can't get to you because of him. This is our Lord. He is with us. We don't have to fear evil because the Lord is with us. This sounds elementary, doesn't it? Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we forget. For thou art with me, O Lord. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. I have plenty. What is that? My cup runs over. If you don't have a full cup, it should be running over. And if it's not full, then we need to start looking to the shepherd and find out why. Amen. Trust me, the Lord will tell you why. Trust me. He's going to help you. Because he wants your cup to run over. He wants you to have plenty. Why? So that you can bless. Blessed to be a blessing. Amen. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we see here that we lack nothing. We are filled with plenty. So if you can look at your bank account and say, yes, I'm lacking, it should be plentiful. Okay? Amen? If you're looking at your health and say, oh, I'm lacking, it should be healthy, plentiful. You should lack no thing in that area. If you look at yourself and say, well, I've got these thoughts and these things that are coming into my... You're lacking. You're lacking, and you shouldn't be. And listen, it starts mentally. Tries to get in your head, tries to drop into your heart, and once it's in there, guess what? You believe it. When you believe it, things come to pass. All right. So if you're finding lack in any area, let's get to the shepherd. Let's talk to the Lord. Let's make 2019 better than 2018 was. Make it an area that where, okay, I lacked in this area in 2018. I will in 2019 make sure that I do not lack in that area. In the name of Jesus. Okay? Not in our own strength and in our own power, because we tried that last year. Oh, amen? Okay? And so that doesn't... We're here because we're here. So let's let the Lord boost us forward, right? Let's let him guide us in our new year. It's a new year. It's a new you. Amen. I heard that on the radio the other day. It's a new year. It's a new you. And you can look at it that way, or you can say, well, I feel the same. Okay. Don't. Hey, it's not about us. Come on. We got to get more Jesus in our lives. We got to get more Holy Spirit in our lives. He's our friend. I was looking through something I was preaching. And the Holy Spirit, my friend. And it sounded something a little bit like the Benny Hinn book that he wrote. Good Morning, Holy Spirit, I think it was, or something like that. But you realize with the Holy Spirit how important he is when you're not with him. And you see, he brings so much equipment with him, and it's to help you. It's to boost you forward. It's to give you what you need to get through each and every day, each and every hour of every day, for every month to every year. He's our comforter. He's our helper. He's our teacher. Huh? Amen? So what do we need? Well, if we're lacking in the power of the Holy Spirit, then we need to get more of him. Spend more time praying in the Spirit. Spend more time in that. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Listen, you can do that praying in your car. You can do that anywhere. I would do that as often as you can. But then there's a time where you need to get to a quiet place, pray in the Spirit, and then listen. Let him talk to you. Let him minister to you. Let him, if you're seeking God for anything, let him give you the answer. Amen? Let him strengthen your spirit, man. Let him build you up. This is what he'll do for you, see. And he'll give you the answers that you're looking for. He'll also empower you. He'll strengthen you. Allow that spirit, that power to grow inside you. So any area that you lack, let's get with the shepherd this year. Let's get with the shepherd. He restores my soul. Now, here's the definition for restoration. It says to give back something stolen or lost. Restoration. To give back something stolen or lost. To bring back to a former or normal condition. Hello. Hello. Hallelujah. To bring back to a normal condition. Something that was not there before. And then all of a sudden, or something that you had before, and now it is not there, he wants to bring back to that former condition. What could that be? Could be health. Could be health. Could be a stronger walk with the Lord. Listen, that's very true, that it could be a stronger walk with the Lord. Amen? Why? Because he always wants us to be stronger in him. Always, every year, he wants us to have a closer relationship with him. And fellowship with him more and more and more. So there's an area. If I need to fight, I tried to fellowship with him as often as I could, but really it was more or less just on Sundays. Okay. just listen, don't beat yourself down. Amen. Don't do that. But just look at it and say, okay, 2019, I'm going to do that on a Saturday as well. I'm going to give him a little more time on a Saturday and Sunday then. Fine. Mess with me, devil, you know. That, anything like that, that we can get more fellowship time with the Lord. See, he wants that. He wants that. Just as much as you need it, he wants it. Amen. Restoration. To bring back to a former or normal condition. As by repairing, rebuilding, or altering. So repairing. You think the devil can repair your health? No, I mean the Lord. You think the Lord can repair what the devil did to your health? Sorry, I that was my fault. I did a tricky. I even tricked myself on that one. No, do you think that the Lord can repair what the devil did in your health? Absolutely. Okay, we know that the Lord can repair arms that are no longer there. We know that he can grow them out. We know that even though she's not able to bear, because she has no womb, God can still bring a child into the earth. Right? He can repair anything. He built us. He's the physician. He built us. See? So we go to him. There is no I can't with God. There is no you can't have with God. The devil will tell you can't have, but see, God says, yes, you can. I'm the life. I'm life. No. Don't look at yourself. And this is what the devil tries to do. You heard it from the doctor. You don't have a womb. Well, I guess I can't have a kid. Right to the heart. Devil wants to get that into your heart so quick, but the Lord can change it. He can repair it. How about your vision? The Lord has repaired my vision. I went and bought glasses. I tried to use them for a couple months, and then finally, after a little while, I didn't realize I didn't need them anymore. He repaired my vision. I didn't even see it happen. Literally. But he repaired my vision. Right? So repairing. Rebuilding. Oh, rebuilding. Think the Lord can rebuild a relationship that you have with someone else that needs rebuilt? Yes. He can. He can rebuild it. He can repair it. Amen. He can rebuild. He can rebuild what the devil has stolen. He can rebuild your bank account. Yes. Amen. He can rebuild. He can repair. What about altering? What about altering? Repairing, rebuilding, or altering? See, God can alter what the devil says, or what the devil says through a doctor. He can alter that simply by saying, no, you're healed in Jesus' name. And by his stripes, you're healed. Right. He can alter that. So he can repair us. He can rebuild us. We are to be restored of anything that we've been lacking. Right? Anything that the devil has stolen from us, our Lord wants to repair. He wants to restore it in us. Amen? All right. Let's see. Restoration. Also, to put a person back in place or position of rank. Oh, now that's very sweet. Let me read that again. To put a person back in place, position, or rank. I liken that to the relationship that we have with the Lord. That sometimes it begins to wane, you know, and you're not as, you don't feel as strong as you used to in him. Amen? Okay? And you know what I'm saying. Or you're not, boy, I really didn't spend as much time as I used to with him, you know. And the Lord wants to fix that. He does. He wants to fix that. He wants to bring you back to that place, that position, or that rank that you think you've lost. You didn't lose it. The cause of God or what? Without reproach. He doesn't pull them back. He doesn't call them back. He gives them to you. They're yours. They just not be may not be being used, right? They may be, boy, I just don't feel strong in that area anymore. That's okay. God wants to restore it. He wants you strong in the Lord and the power of His might. He wants to restore in you that very thing that you think you might be lacking in. Amen? How about intercessors for a minute? Intercessors, they pray. They pray. And then they do some else. They pray. They pray without the call, what the word calls out, without ceasing. Okay? What about having the Lord bring back the visions that you've seen before and make them more and more and more and more, right? And the dreams, right, that you've had with the Lord more and more and more to the point that you're constantly in the spirit realm. As an intercessor, you're constantly in the supernatural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's awesome. He wants to restore that. To restore, to bring back to health, to bring back to strength, to bring back into being or use. Don't feel useful? God wants to bring you back. Wants to bring you back into use. See, it's a sad thing that that's the devil tricks us into feeling that we're not useful. He's tried to convince people that they're not worthy. Tries to convince them that they're no good. Why would God save me? Right? They try to convince you that you cannot change. Men don't change. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Not true. Not true. Men can change. I've changed. Yeah, I'm a changed man. I've seen God change other people. So, I mean, amazingly, He'll change us, mold us, put us back into use. We are useful people. We are useful people as long as we're walking with the shepherd. We got to get with the shepherd. We got to spend time with Him. Let Him guide us with His rod, His staff, right? Let Him guide us with them. Sometimes we have to take a little whipping on the whap. But guess what? If that's what it takes to make 2019 better, stronger, right, more productive, then let's get that done. Let's do it. Let's get with Him, be more stronger in Him and ready for use. Ready for use. What did we talk about at the beginning? He'll equip you. He wants you to serve. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, right? They shall run, not go weary, they walk, not faint. They that wait upon the Lord. What does it wait means to serve? Amen. Just as your waiter comes to your table and gives you water and asks you for your order, and then he brings your food out, and if you don't like it, just send it back, and then they bring it back. But he's a waiter. What's he doing? He's serving you. This is what we are to do for the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord, they that serve Him, your strength shall be renewed. So in 2018 you felt weak, then let's get to serving. Any area and in any area that you can. Doesn't matter what it is. I can wipe down the women's bathroom. I can clean the mirror. I can whatever you can do. Amen? It doesn't matter what it is. It's just, I feel useful. I feel like I'm doing something for the Lord. It's for His house. It's for His people. Amen. But it's ultimately for Him. We serve Him. Right? So it doesn't matter what the duty is. I was the preacher's son, the pastor's kid. And you know where I started? Cleaning the John. Dad didn't pull no punches. You had to earn your keep. You going to be a servant? Then serve. And you're going to take what job you get. My dad was good at testing you. And he'll test you with the good and the bad. And he tested me with the toilets. But I was faithful. I did it. I was faithful to it. I didn't quit. I didn't complain about toilets. I didn't say I don't ever want to see another toilet again. It didn't matter to me that it was cleaning the toilets. It mattered to me that I was being useful in the house of God, that I was serving him in any capacity that I could, and that was the one he gave me. So I did it with all my heart, right? I did it with everything I had. Boy, I made that, I spit shine. No, I didn't spit shine. But I had that place sparkling. I cleaned that thing, and I had a routine. I mean, I had a good routine. And people would, man, you do that? Yeah. But it's because there was something in me that said, yeah, I want to be useful. I want to serve God. I want to serve his people. I want to do everything that I can to my best of my ability and allow God to look at me and say, you did a good job. You did a good job. Now let me promote you. Now let me promote you. And I went through a lot of hats. I went through a lot of different promotions because I took every job that was given to me and I took it to heart. And yes, I was a little overbearing. I know I was. Trust me. I know who I was. Thank God I went away for a little bit to be able to see that. And I've asked people to forgive me. I've asked the Lord to forgive me. I was arrogant, pompous, whatever you want to call it, right? But I still took what I did to heart. And that's the only reason why I was so good at what I did. Maybe is the only reason why I was promoted in anything. It's because I took it all to heart. I took it as I'm not just serving God's people. I'm not just serving God's house. I'm serving the Lord. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't want to lack in this new year. I'm tired of it. I am tired of 2018. Okay, stand it. It's a year I won't forget. And not for good things. Now, I've had some very blessings. I had, some grandchildren born, one that's been reported to be coming next year. I mean, praise God, I'm blessed. My quiver's full. I'm good with it, I'm happy. But in an area that I lacked in 2018, I do not want coming into my 2019. It is not a part of my future. It is not going to be a part of my future. Period. I won't. It's up to me to not allow it. I'm not going to allow lack in 2019. Period. I forbid it. I am the prophet of my future. Right? What I say goes. What I say goes. Whether good or bad, it's what I say that goes. Why do we have to be so careful about guarding our tongue? Romans 10, 9 and 10. Come on, Mark 11, 22. What we say with our mouth and believe with our heart will come to pass. So 2019 is going to be a year of victory for me. It's going to be a year of financial breakthrough for me. It's going to be a year of revitalization in my health for me. Hallelujah. It's going to be a year of promotion for me. And I won't take anything less. It will be a year of restoration. And I say to you, you can have whatever you say. You can have whatever you say. Yeah, but I said it and it didn't happen. Say it again. Yeah, but. Stop saying yeah, but. There is no yeah, but. Right? Keep speaking it. Speak it until it becomes faith. Speak it until you wishing and you hoping turns into I know it, I know it. It will happen. It's going to happen. We got to get to a place where we refuse to not have what we're saying. We've got to get to that place. We do believe it because why? We believe the word. And because we believe the word, then we know it's true. So we know that if it's true, then we can have it. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Well, I'm a man of God. I'm anointed. And I got a double portion. I'm not going to lack. No. I'm going to see visions. I'm going to dream dreams. I am the prophet of my future. I will have a closer relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit this year. Amen. I will fellowship with the Holy Spirit more than I did in 2018. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of Him. I'm not ashamed to pray in the Holy Spirit to have a visitor walk in and walk back out. Bye. I could have helped you. I could have gave you a helper, a comforter, a teacher. I could have helped you. I could have equipped you before you left. But you got all mad because you didn't understand what was coming out of my mouth. So stick around and try to understand it. Maybe I'm speaking Spanish. You might find it. I might say hola. You'd be like, hey, I know that one. We don't know. We don't know what we're speaking. Fine. That's the way it's supposed to be. And it's always on time. Amen. And I'm going to have more of that. And if it does offend somebody, I'm sorry. But I'm not. It's more important for me to be powerful in the Holy Ghost than for me to have another person sitting in a chair doing nothing. Amen. We're ready. I'm telling you. And it's up to us. It's up to us. We may get into the prophet of your future next week. I don't know. We got to frame our world this year just as God framed the world in the beginning. When He said light be, light was. When you say I lack nothing, you lack nothing. Firmament part, okay. Do what you're supposed to do. When you say to that mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, don't doubt, because you know there it goes. Bye-bye. Yeah, but it's still sitting there. No, it's not. You better start looking into the spirit realm because it's on its way out. It's gone. Yeah, but I see it. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, I'm lying to myself. No, you're not. You just believe the word. Faith is believing in something that you don't see. Hello? Oh, yeah, but the mountain's still there. No, it's not. I believe it's not there. Oh, I think I'm getting a hang of this. Faith is simply believing that what you're actually, you're not. We got to put our faith in the Word. We can't put our faith in our eyesight. What is seen is temporary. The Bible says it's subject to change. You know how it's subject to change? It's subject to you. That's how it's subject to change. You're the one who changes it. You're the one who molds it. Your future. You're going to mold 2019 in victory or defeat. You're going to mold 2019 in faith or in fear. You're going to multiply or you're going to lack. It's what we decide. It's up to us. We are the prophets of our future. We are the ones who have been stolen from and have lacked. And now we're calling on restoration in 2019. Amen. 2019 is a year of restoration from everything. And I want you, if you would please, we're talking about restoration on things of 2018 that were stolen or that we lacked in or whatever it might have been. I want you to sit down and write a list. Write a list of things that were stolen from you or areas that you may have lacked in. Maybe it had been time in the Word. You lacked in that. I want that to be restored. Prayer time in my secret place. I lacked in that area a little bit last year. I want more of that. Okay, fine. Put it on a piece of paper. Put it on a piece of paper. Make these goals. Because, see, we lack nothing when we're with the shepherd. So what we had problems with in 2018 will not be in our 2019. I've got a list now, and I can look at that list, and I can say, wait a minute, I can check that off. I'm doing more of that now than I did do in 2018. I'm checking that off. And just start checking that list off. Restored. And write, don't just check it off. Write restored right next to it. My relationship with my wife, restored in Jesus' name. Praise God, right? My relationship with my kids, restored in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. My eyesight, restored. My health, restored. And just start restored. And by the end of this year, every area of our life, we've got restored printed right next to it. That's a victory. Overcoming. More than conquerors. Right? That's who we are. And this is going to be our year. Yeah, but we said that last year. Stop saying yeah, but. Sound like Yosemite Sam and Bugs Bunny. Yeah, but. No, we're not going to have that. What we're going to have is what we want. We're not going to go any further. Thank you. This is important because I know many of you this last year struggled. I know you struggled. I struggled. I'm going to tell you, I don't like to struggle. I don't like it. Gene, you don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like to struggle through or just to make it through. You know, my wife and I, we have been through. I mean, we've been through it. You say it, we've been through it. Well, we're tired of saying, well, baby, I love you. Boy, we've been through so much, but we're a strong team. I'm tired of being going through. I'm going to go over, see? I'm going to go over with the Lord. I'm going to go over. I'm not going to go through. I don't have to go through. I don't have to if I don't want to. I don't have to. And I'm not going to. I choose not to. I choose not to get bowed down underneath circumstances. How are you under the circumstances? Well, under the circumstances, I'm under the circumstances. No, I'm not under the circumstances. I'm above the circumstances. They're under my feet. I tread on the serpent, the scorpion, and over all the power of the enemy, and then nothing shall by any means hurt me. Come on. Come on. I'll have no, I won't have anything less. I refuse. And that's the attitude you need to have. That's the attitude you got to have. You write that list down and you say, I'm going to conquer this. I'm going to conquer that. I'm going to overcome this over here. This will be restored. It's what you decide. Amen. You believe that? All right. Praise God. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. I believe it too. I believe it. That you will have everything that you need this year. I believe it. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you, we praise you, we give you glory and honor for this day. Father, I thank you for restoration. I call restoration to each and every believer in this house today. I call this body of believers restored in Jesus' name. I call our health restored in Jesus' name. I call our finances restored in Jesus' name. Our relationships to be restored in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for it. I thank you, Father, that as we write this list down, that you're going to bring up things that we want to overcome. And we're going to write it down. And we are going to overcome. And it is only with you. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that you are with us, that you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. I thank you that you go before us. I thank you for it. I praise you for it, Father. And that this year, 2019, will be our year of promotion, of walking in divine health. I call this year of 2019 to be a year of the presence of God in this house, in Jesus' name, and that His glory fill this temple. Thank you for that, Father. We call that restoration to come. We call for revival. We call for it, Father, and we thank you for it. We give you the glory, and we give you the honor. As we go this week, Father, I pray. I pray, Father, for your protection to be upon every believer in this house today. We thank you for it, and we give you glory for it. All of God's people said, amen. God bless you. I love you. I call you blessed in Jesus' name.